This week's mailbag comes to us from Karina. I wanted to share another small victory. We hired 3 new employees the last month of the year. I needed to get debit cards issued for 2 of them from the bank and finally had an appointment. It's dragging efficiency for them to not have them yet, so it's vital. It's been a while since I've had any issues, so I asked if I needed anything and I was told no. At the meeting, she said, actually, it's showing that I will need the last 4 of their Social Security from you. I panicked. I was instantly frustrated knowing I'd have to come back and said, I'm sorry, I don't have those and I'll have to reschedule. Then it dawned on me my Friday work box was in the car and that the information was in my new hire folders in the support team slash pocket. I was able to actually say, I do have that information and I'll be right back. Then, because I had the slash pocket and saw everyone's information at once, I realized it would be a great idea to go ahead and get the 3rd one a card too. He is a helper, but a go-getter and on our auto insurance and could help more if he can pick up material for another technician if needed, gas up vehicles, etc. All 3 cards are done and no additional stress of having to come back or have another appointment down the road when we definitely need the card for the 3rd new hire. Thanks, Lisa. This meeting was productive instead of panic because my workbox allowed me to be prepared.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Today, I want to talk to you about the weight of paper in American households. I have been talking about organizing paper for almost 10 years. It started in 2012 when I shared the Sunday basket that has worked for me in my own life. I created it in 2002 when I had 2 kids under the age of 2 in order to keep up with my actionable to-dos, my to-do list, the mail, everything on my kitchen counter, like all of those random things that would distract me every single day, put me back into a reactive life, and keep me from achieving my goals. Also kept me from keeping my bills paid on time, even though we had enough money. I just didn't have enough time, and I needed to learn how to delay some of these things that seemed urgent and important but weren't to one day a week so that I could have more of my weekday time to run my direct sales business and be a stay-at-home mom and be a house cleaner of our house and all of the other things that I was getting done. When I started Organize 365, I started it as an in-home organizing company. Like, how do you organize your house? And I was an in-home professional organizer the first 5 years of our business. But whenever I went to share anything online, the Sunday basket was the easiest thing to share. And it is something that when you start to do it, you will notice a change immediately, and within 6 weeks, you can establish this habit that you do on Sunday, or you could pick a different day of the week, that literally saves you and gives you back 5 hours every single week, or more, Monday through Friday. And who couldn't use an extra hour Monday through Friday? So I know the Sunday basket works. I know it handles the kitchen counter paper, the actionable to-dos, the to-do list, the mental load, the mail, all of those things. But whenever I would go to a networking event or I would run into people at a party and they would say, what do you do? And I say, I help people organize their home and their paper. They would say, I don't have any paper. Especially if they were a millennial. They would say, we don't have paper. I don't have any paper. And I would say, okay. At first, I got into debates with people. I'm like, no, you have paper, you have mail, you have to-do lists, you have coupons, you have household paperwork, you have 401ks, you have retirement plans. Like, I would start to list all of the paper. And they would look at me like, you crazy woman, we are at a social event. Why are you being a Debbie Downer about paper piles that I could care less about? So I stopped that. And about 4 years ago, I would go to parties. What do? I help people organize their home and paper. I don't have any paper. I'd be like, okay, so what do? And I would just totally ignore the fact that I even had a company whatsoever. And then about 30 minutes later, the same people who just said they had no paper would start a conversation with me again. And they'd say, like, is mail paper? Yeah. Is my kid's schoolwork paper? Yeah. Is my to-do list paper? Yeah. Is my errand list paper? Yeah. And they were like, I have so much paper, you have to help me. And all of a sudden, that was the thing. What do you do? I help people get their home and paper organized. I don't have paper. Great. 30 minutes later, they would always find me again. Oh my gosh, I've been thinking about it since I talked to you. I have so much paper. The other thing that started happening about 4 years ago, specifically in the millennial generation, which millennials are about to turn 40, is they would say, look, I'm not allowed to have paper. You don't understand. As millennials, we're minimalists. We don't have these things. Everything is on our phone. We're all digital. We aren't allowed to have paper. I would have people that worked in corporate America that would tell me that if there were piles of paper on people's desks, they would literally sweep them into the trash can and be like, look, make it digital. We don't want to see paper. And this is, you know, you may have these stories yourself about how you have tried to be paperless, or you have heard that we are in a paperless society. And so we don't have paper. And so this year, when Organize 365 set out to do research, I was looking for a couple of things. One, I wanted to do a little bit of research to see, you know, what was the balance of work being done for gender equity between men and women in the household. But also, I realized as soon as we started our survey that we've never defined housework. So those are the podcasts that are coming the next couple of weeks. I've defined housework. It's four kinds of work. I'll get into all of it with you. But I had a few more questions I could ask in the survey. And I was like, great. I want to know, do people really have paper? Like, am I making that up in my head? Am I pretending they have paper? They don't have paper? Like, do you have paper or don't you have paper? Because I don't want to solve a problem that you don't have. I, as a Gen Xer, I have paper. My parents had paper. My grandparents had paper. When my grandmother passed away, my mom had to deal with the paper. When my dad passed away, I had to deal with the paper. I have kids with IEPs. I have to deal with that paper. There is a lot of paper that I have to deal with as a Gen X woman. Now, I don't know. I'm not a millennial. I don't know if millennials truly don't have paper. Maybe because you were raised with computers, you have a better digital organizing system than I do. It's not how my brain works. I run my entire company digitally. We have Google Docs. We have Dropbox. We have all the things. We have email. But I print it all out. I just process paper better. I know research has already been done that shows that you're 7 times more likely to remember something that you write with your own hand. You literally process information differently when you read it on a piece of paper than if you read it on a computer. So the way we process information and how we retain information is better on physical paper. And I'm a teacher and I'm a visual person, so I like paper. Is it just me? Is this really a thing that's just for, you know, people 42 and above? Like, we have a paper problem and everyone younger than us has solved this paper problem and it's no longer an issue. So we did research and we asked a couple of questions. Now, the research that we did was all in the United States. It matched the census in the United States, meaning that we matched men and women, we matched generations, we matched ethnicity, matched race for the United States Census. So we surveyed 1,505 people between the ages of 25 and 65. In that population, it is 51% millennials, 27% Gen X, and 22% baby boomers. The reason why the baby boomers number is so low is because we stopped sampling at the age of 65 and baby boomers go into their 70s. Gen X is just a teeny tiny population. They're only 27% of us, no matter how you slice it. We're a little generation there in the middle. We also checked it for the United States, and it was 22% of people who lived in the West, 21% who lived in the Midwest, 19% who lived in the Northeast, and 39% who lived in the South. So that's the sample that we did. And the research report that we're giving out today, if you go to organize365.com/research, is called The Weight of Paper in the 21st Century American Home. And when we went to ask you questions about paper, we had to define what is a Sunday basket and what are household binders. Like, I didn't even want to know, like, how much paper you have. It's too nebulous of a question. Like, how much paper do you have? Well, how do you define paper? What is paper? So we, for the purpose of this study, said that a Sunday basket refers to a safe holding place for all your actionable papers, ongoing household projects, kitchen counter piles, and to-do items. The Sunday basket habit done weekly keeps the flow of paper and projects moving until your goals are realized. For the purpose of this study, basic household binders refers to the four necessary categories of paper: medical papers, financial papers, home repair papers, and household project papers. These binders store the 20% of paper you need to keep and eliminate your need for a filing cabinet. So that's not exactly how the questions were worded in the study. A little bit of that is just how we defined it in the report. So here's what we found. What I was learning at the cocktail parties and networking events that I was going to, when I would first say what I did and ask the question, was not accurate. The 30 minutes later, when people were coming to me begging me for ideas about paper, more accurate about how people are feeling about paper in the American home. The other thing is, our survey was not short. It was probably 10 or 15 minutes to do our survey. And we asked these questions about paper at the very end. So if anything, I would think people would say, yeah, I don't have that problem, moving on. But we found that people were having much more of an issue with organizing their paper, even more so than just organizing their house. So we came up with three discoveries. The first discovery is that paper organization and mental piles are a major problem for Americans. 47% of women experience mental piles always or often. So there are five different kinds of Sunday basket papers that we asked about. And I'll give you the statistics. Again, you can get all this in a PDF form by just going to organize365.com/research. So the number one issue that the Sunday basket handles that people identify with is the mental piles, the stuff taking up space in your head that is not quantifiable, your to-do lists, your ideas, things you want to remember, phone calls you need to make, etc. 47% of women and 40% of men said that the Sunday basket would solve this problem for them. Then there are kitchen counter piles, the physical pile of stuff on your kitchen counter, the mail, the bills, the returns, the items that you're not going to put away because they need to be acted on, like they can't be put away. Men said this would solve their problem 39% of the time, and for women, it was 37% of the time. What's interesting is, of these five different things that the Sunday basket solves, only the first one, mental piles, were women more likely to pick the Sunday basket as their solution method over men. For the rest, men were more interested in the Sunday basket than women. So kitchen counter paper piles, men were more interested, 39% to women, 37%. Unorganized notes, supplies, and ideas for unfinished projects, men, 33%, women, 31%. Unorganized reference papers, which are files that are set up without direction or a plan, men, 31%, women, 25%. And unable to find important papers. Like, we know we have this somewhere, but it takes time to find it. Men were interested, 30%, and women, 22%, in getting that problem solved. So men are actually looking for papers more often than women based on this study that we did. The second discovery that we made, which was shocking to me, and I have no idea why it was shocking to me, maybe because I've been talking about the Sunday basket for 20 years, it wasn't surprising to me that people were like, yeah, that would probably solve the kitchen counter paper pile, because there is no solution out there for a kitchen counter paper pile. It's just a pile. So the second research discovery that we had was that people think that the binder system, the set of four binders that I have, would solve their paper problem. And I did not think that this would be something that people would resonate with at all, because we have filing cabinets. Like, we already have a filing solution for household paperwork. It is a filing cabinet. So taking that and putting it in binders, to me, like, I like it. You're listening to the podcast. You probably like it. I didn't think it would really resonate with, you know, someone that's in a different state who's never heard of Organize 365 before. I was wrong. I was so wrong. We found that 60% of Americans believe that creating a set of four household binders would help them find important papers. And that's the key there. They cannot find what they want. So, unable to find important papers, 67% of millennials, 56% of Gen X, and 50% of baby boomers all say they cannot find their important papers when they want to. They just can't find them. So they may have filing cabinets, but they don't know what's in there. And unorganized reference papers, very similar. 66% of millennials, 54% of Gen X, and 47% of baby boomers. So we have paper. Well, now we've realized we have paper, but we can't find what we want when we want to find it. The third research discovery that we had was that solving the paper issue with Sunday baskets was going to work. 62% of millennials thought that a Sunday basket would solve the kitchen counter paper pile problem. 48% of Gen X and 40% of baby boomers. 59% of millennials said that a Sunday basket would solve the problem of unorganized notes, supplies, and ideas for unfinished projects. 44% of Gen X, 43% of baby boomers. And 57% of millennials said that the Sunday basket would solve the problem of mental piles. 41% of Gen X and 41% of baby boomers. This totally makes sense because the entire Gen X population are in what I call the accumulation phase of life. Your 20s and your 30s are when you accumulate your knowledge, your jobs, your spouses, your kids, your house, your cars, you're just accumulating like crazy because you can't not. You cannot not accumulate in your 20s and 30s, even if you are a minimalist, because you left your childhood bedroom and there wasn't enough stuff in your childhood bedroom to sustain life. You didn't have a washer dryer in there. You didn't have a sink. You didn't have a refrigerator. You didn't have all of those things. So in your 20s and 30s, as you go into your apartment, your condo, your first house, you're accumulating all kinds of things. And with all of those things comes paper. Your vacuum cleaner came with a manual. Your kids came with medical paper and then school papers. And then they are just paper producing machines. To get married, you need paper and you need to keep that marriage license for the rest of your life because you will need that paper at some point or time. So where does this leave us? One, I do not believe we are going to be a paperless society, at least nowhere in the near future in the United States. If you want to get your driver's license, a compliant driver's license that will work on the airlines going forward, you are going to need to bring to the driver's license area paper. You're going to need a proof of residency. You're going to need to bring an ID. You're going to need to bring your Social Security card. Hope you know where that is. America is based in paper. We have physical birth certificates, physical Social Security cards, physical marriage certificates. You may not produce those in digital form. In Japan, they have them digitally. That is a possibility. We in America do not have that digital component. We are very paper-based. Our medical records are available digitally, but we can also download them and hand them to doctors in different unaffiliated networks, and that will speed up our care and give us a more accurate diagnosis and a better and quicker plan for health. So we in America are very paper-based. And so we need a solution for the daily actionable emails that come in and the ideas that our mind generates on the regular. Things that we need to remember, projects that we want to do, people that we want to send cards to, holidays and how we want to celebrate our holidays and the mail that comes in. All of these things that make our life richer and have a lot of dimension to them often involve writing down a note, remembering thing, and remembering people. Luckily, the other thing that we found in our survey was that 84% of Americans, 84%, like Americans don't agree on much. So to get 84% of Americans to think anything at the same time, I think is like revolutionary. And 84% of Americans think organization is a skill that can be learned. And that is the biggest stat that I brought out of all of the research that I did. 84% of Americans who are divided on literally anything you ask them about all believe that organization is a learnable skill. That, to me, game on, because I'm a teacher. And if you believe that you can learn a skill, I will figure out a way to teach it to you. But because I believe that you cannot fail to learn, only teachers can fail to teach. And that is why I create podcasts and videos and Facebook groups and research studies and physical products and online communities and certification for people who will help you physically, one-on-one, get your Sunday basket done. There is no way in which we have not thought about how to help Americans get their paper organized. There isn't a way that we haven't, because we know now that you want to learn the skill of organizing, and we want to teach you the skill of organizing. So now it's just a matter of time before everyone says, our papers are already organized. In the next coming weeks, I am going to be sharing with you the rest of the information that has come out of the studies that we have done. If you want to get it early, just go to organize365.com/research. There you can find this PDF that we've put out called The Weight of Paper in the 21st Century American Home. We also have another PDF coming out about the state of housework in the American home, the definition of housework, all of the stats that we have related to that. That's going to be the next 4 podcast episodes. You can also find our IRB that we used for our research. And we have a paper that's coming out in July in an academic psychological journal that will be able to be downloaded from our website as well. And we will continue to put anything new that is coming out in our researching arm over there. So you can just go to organize365.com/research to see what we've actually published, what we're in the process, the studies and the clinical trials that we're in the process of doing related to home and paper organization. Thank you so much. It's so exciting to finally have this statistical, quantitative research done that not only backs what I have known for the last 10 years, but even gives me more information so I can provide better resources to help all of you get organized.